So welcome to this morning's webinar, online training. So over the next sort of 60 to 80, 90 minutes, depending on how long it takes, we're going to get into the nitty-gritty on how to crush it on Google for your plumbing or electrical business. So really fascinating topic. And when you get this working well, it can really change business and your life. So really excited to bring it to you guys. And today we're going to have Josh Moore from GeoPlus, who's a bit of a Google ninja, is going to show us the ins and outs of what you need to do to crush it on Google. So we'll talk to Josh in about 10 minutes, and he'll do most of the session today, and we can ask questions and really get into the nitty-gritties of what we need to do to crush it on Google. So I want to welcome all the members of the Million Dollar Training Program as well, and then there's a few of you guys who have joined in this morning who aren't members. So welcome to you guys as well. Really good to have you on board, and excited to bring this training to you this morning. So I'm going to just stop sharing my webcam. There we go. Sweet. So you can concentrate on the slide. So just to kick off this morning, I just want to start off with some wins from the members of the Million Dollar Trading Program over the last few weeks. Guys have been smashing it, doing a great job, so it's really nice just to celebrate the wins and say well done to those guys who have put in some really good yards. A whole lot of you have been working hard, but just some highlights. Tom from Fox Drainage in Auckland is just kicking ass and taking names. Another record sales and profit month for Tom. Hired a new tradesman. Lots of new work coming in and really doing well out of his online marketing and hooking into some bigger jobs as well. So good stuff, Tom. Well done, mate. And really proud that you're really kicking ass and taking names, mate. Peter and Duncan from JT Carters in Te Aroha. So guys have had a great couple of months. Had a few challenges a few months ago with margins and getting on top of their numbers, but Pete and Duncan have worked really hard to understand their margins. They've got down to the nitty-gritty of what was causing some problems. There's some issues around labour utilisation, so really working hard on pushing that up. Record sales month last month, record GPs, a huge month, and they've got their scheduling sorted out now, which has helped with the labour utilisation, and they've got their new system, Ostendo, bedded in, so that's making a massive difference, and plus Pete and Duncan are really smashing it with their website as well, which we'll talk about in a minute. So well done, guys. I know you've put in some hard yards, and you should be really proud of the efforts that you've made. Jeff, Gillian and Wayne from Genco. So Jeff and Gillian and Wayne up in Auckland there. And they've worked really hard over the last month or so. So they've got their pricing sorted out, pricing for margin now instead of markup, which is making a big impact on their margins. Dropped a construction rate, so they've got the rates up for all their clients, which is fantastic. Had a look into their AdWords, which wasn't working. Now they're getting that back on track, which is going to generate a bunch more work through their website. They've got Gillian in the office full-time as well, which is freeing up time for Jeff, who's able to work on the business a lot more. They're working with EC Credit to get their terms of trade sorted out, which is huge. Really studying their KPIs and boosting the margin. So you guys have worked really hard. Good effort, guys. Keep it up. Really proud of the work you're doing. And purchased a new ute as well, so good stuff, team. Brad from Leading Edge Electrical, absolutely smashing it. Brad's hired two new guys in the last month, which is a fantastic effort. Record profit month in May, so really creaming it, and just looking for a new premises at the moment as well. So going to buy a premise, and also he's going to get a new office person in the next 4 to 6 weeks as well. So great work, Brad. Keep it up, man. You're an inspiration, mate. You've done a huge job. Luke and Ellie from LA Hughes Plumbing. So they won our client of the quarter at our last one-day training, which is a great effort. And look, guys have got their default diary sorted out, getting their health and safety sorted out, got their cash flow planning sorted out, and really driving the cash flow of the business now as well. And they're crushing it with their online marketing. So they're getting a huge response through their new website and their AdWords. And just recently did an email marketing campaign, and in 20 minutes got 7 jobs coming in, which sort of filled up a week's worth of work as well. So great work, Luke and Ellie. Keep it up. You're doing a great job, guys. And James and Tanya from JT Plumbing in the Hawke's Bay, in the Bay of Plenty. Had a challenging couple of months with some challenges on the margin on the margins they're achieving, but they've worked really hard at that, boosted that back up. Had a record sales month, got a new website up and running, which is looking really mean. Still getting great deal flow through the website. And one of the key things that James has been working on, he's got a big operation, 20 plus guys, really working with his management team to help educate them about some of the things they've been learning through the coaching program, so that then they can push the guys, make sure the jobs are running to time and those margins are really staying strong. So great work, guys. Keep it up. There's a bunch of you have been working real hard as well. Hard to recognise everyone at once, but I just want to say a big ups to these guys. So keep up the good work. So welcome to some new members as well. I just want to welcome in Graham and Sue from Swift Fix Plumbing. Say that 10 times fast. Also, Johnny and Jenny Sanders from Sanders Plumbing in Auckland there, and Hayden and Nicole from Queenwood Plumbing in Hamilton. So welcome aboard, guys. Good to have you guys on board. And I look forward to kicking some big goals over the next 6 to 12 months. What's coming up in the program? We've got the phone call Fridays next week, so that's your 15-minute call with Dangerous. So Rochelle will have blasted out some emails, just booking a time for that. We've introduced a new thing as well. We've got a question and answer webinar we'll do every month now. That's where I'll be on the line. It's a more informal thing where you can just ask questions, have a bit of a chat, share some information with the other guys on the call, just to provide you another point of call to have questions answered. So we did it, I think, at 4 o'clock last Thursday. Probably wasn't the best time. We'll try another time and let you know about when that is. It's another boot camp coming up in Wellington on the 2nd of September. We've booked the Intercontinental Hotel there, so looking forward to that. Make sure that's in your diaries so you can book that in. And got a cool case study from Graham and Michelle, which we'll blast out from Ground Cover Landscaping. Doing a great job. Graham and Michelle asked you to get some inspiration and see what's working for them. Charging for quotes as well, which has been a big one for them. July webinar coming up, so we're looking at a health and safety guest speaker there, which will be really helpful. And the 10-minute tactic, which we'll blast out soon, is just some information on how to get help through the program. There's been a bit of few questions about that, so we just want to make that clear, so we're giving you the best help and access to the resources that that you can get. All right, so, and as I said, if you want to ask questions, just chuck them in the chat box there. Looks like that. Blast them through at any time, that's cool. And we can answer them and pass them on to Josh as well. So what have we been covering over the last few weeks, last couple of months? Well, we had the boot camp in Auckland about a month ago. That was all this, and how to price your work and manage your margins. So the recordings of that are up on the membership site. Jump in there, and you can watch those if you missed them. We'll go back and brush up on the things that that you didn't cover off. Last month, we looked at websites. So we put together the last 2 months' webinars are really tied in together. Last month was about your website and how to make your website work, how to make it convert well. This month is about how to get to the website. So that's how to actually get eyeballs on your website so that you've got people looking at it and that they can actually put their hand up and say that they need some help from you. So that's where we're heading. And today is all about automated marketing, how to get the phone ringing and the emails coming in whilst you're not at work. And that's going to be really exciting. So we'll jump into that in a minute. That's what we'll cover today. Yeah, basically how to get eyeballs to your website, how to crush it on Google. Now, if you're not a member of the program, it's all good. Welcome aboard. What we find is there's a ladder that trade businesses, plumbers and electricians go through as they grow their business, right from startup where you're small, doing some cashies on the weekend, up to the survival level there, 100 to 500K, where you go out on your own, start getting some staff, you're looking for work, up to the stability stage where it's kind of steady but you're stuck and you need some better systems to manage your business, up through to the success stage where you've got good money but you're trying to do everything and right up to a really substantial $5 million plus business where you could perhaps have someone else manage it for you. Now, today's session about your online marketing is one of the key planks to help you move up that ladder, because building a strong sales and marketing system is going to keep work in front of you, make you feel real comfortable about growing your business, getting more staff on board, and it's going to be one of the key elements to help you buy back some of your time. So really exciting. It's a key plank of moving us up that million-dollar tradie ladder. And sometimes you don't know what you don't know as well, and that's a big challenge for all of us in business and in life. So I just want to share with you a couple of quick client wins, client stories about how the website is working for other people so that you can be encouraged and know that this is very important and it can work for you as well. So James and Tanya, they're, as I said in the Bay of Plenty, look, they were getting one or two leads a month through their website. Since redoing the content of the website, upgrading their website and using their online marketing, they're getting sort of 250 visitors a month. It's a little bit more now, 29 jobs on average a month, $15,000 to $20,000 worth of sales. And they're spending in the hundreds, low hundreds for their AdWords. So it makes a major difference and obviously boosts the sales and the profits. Peter and Duncan from JT Carters. So they've gone from having no website, nothing, to getting their website up and running. They've moved into the Hamilton market as well, and they're getting 50 leads a month, 47 jobs, average sale $300. So not a high average sale, but getting good deal flow through the website has just helped them really push into a new market. And they've got a couple of guys running around Hamilton now, whereas sort of 6 months ago they didn't work here at all. So massively powerful and effective for them, and it can be for you as well. So guys, I'd like to hear from you. Why is it important for you now, I should say now, not no, why is it important for you now to get your website sorted out and get some good deal flow from your website? Just put that in the chat box and we can just share that around. Why is it important for you now to get this sorted? Just put the screen up, there we go. Kirsty, thinking of taking on more staff, huge. And yeah, if you don't have the good deal flow, then it's kind of stressful, isn't it? Joe, to have sufficient work for new staff, awesome. Our workflow is very seasonal and unpredictable. We'd like better flow through the summer. Annie, awesome. Jeff, to grow. Mike and Tracy, keep the leads coming in. Kevin, can always do with more business. Sally, starting to get traction with email campaigns, and website backs this up at the moment, but need to get more traffic to the site. Cool. Denise, get new clients. Sean, have a new website, now need to make it work for us. Yep. Caden, good morning, mate. Able to pick better quality customers, huge. Annie, to be able to pay a company for AdWords at the moment and I'm not happy. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's huge. There's lots of rascals in the AdWords and online marketing scene. Lee's down in Christchurch, EC work is dying down. That's the earthquake work, so we need to focus on other markets. Annie, we're spending over $1,000 a month. Okay, good you're on this call. Excellent, guys, thank you for that. So, pretty much sums up what I'm going to say next. The problem, if we don't get this sorted, do we just find that we wait for the phone to ring? So, workflow is lumpy or inconsistent. Perhaps we just got word of mouth. We don't have a proactive marketing plan, so we don't feel like we have control. Or maybe we're constantly shopped around on price and trying to race to the bottom is not a great strategy for wealth creation, so that more leads can help us be a bit pickier about who we work with. Or maybe we've got a bunch of idiot clients, call them dickhead clients, just hard to work with, but we stick with them because they've got a pulse and we can't find more clients. Or maybe we're just exhausted, so we're working too hard for the money we're making, and it's just all too hard, and we need to get some better clients, better deal flow, so we can buy some time back, perhaps get a QS in, or another office person, or a foreman, or someone to help us spread the load. If you get this right, well, you can choose who you want to work with. So you're going to have more deal flow, and you can be more picky, which is a great feeling. Consistent, reliable, and profitable work. So the thing that's so exciting about this, and I can't wait to introduce Josh in a minute, is that you can create an automated marketing machine that delivers leads to your inbox and to your email while you're sleeping, while you're not working. You set and forget. You do have to brush it up and look at it from time to time, but get it up and running, it can just work for you. It's like having a tap that you can turn off and on. So massively helpful. So guys, just to give you a few an understanding of how important this is, and before I introduce Josh, I just want you to grab a piece of paper and want you to write down the number five. So let's say we can get five new jobs a month, a week, through getting your online marketing sorted or improved. And then I want you to multiply that by what your average sale is. Okay. If you're not sure what it is, maybe choose $300. So it would be five times $300, and then I want you to multiply that by 52. And then I want you to just put that in the chat box. So just so we can see what the money on the table is, because this stuff is really powerful and can make a massive increase in your sales. So what's five times your average sale? And then multiply, so that will be your weekly income. Multiply that by 52. Just chuck it in the chat box. We can share that around. Danielle, 78. Christy, 78. Sean, 130. Andrew, 100. Oh, Sally, 180. Andrew, 78. 78. Holy shit, our average sale is $7.50. So over there, that's 1.95 million. There you go. Kevin, 900,000. Graham, 113,000. Calvin, 113. Yeah, Annie, you're unlike, if your average sale is 7.5K, you're probably not likely to get five extra jobs a week. So it might be some lower value. Be nice if you could. Leanne, morning Leanne, 130K. Awesome. Cool, so there's some good money on the table here, guys, for sure. So with that in mind, I'm going to now introduce Josh. So here we go. Just unmute you. G'day, Josh. How you going?
Yeah, good, Tony.
Good morning. And put your camera on there, mate, as well. You want to say good morning to everyone?
Good morning, guys. Good morning,
mate. How you going?
Yeah, good.
Good. You got rid of that ugly head behind you?
Yeah, not my head, no. Yeah, we moved it off
the No, you're not ugly. You're all good. So welcome aboard, mate. Good to have you on board. So just want to welcome Josh. So I've known Josh for several years, and he's worked with a number of our clients and had great results. And wanted to bring Josh along today because he's an expert at this field. And one of the reasons that I've got Josh along is, number one, I know that what he does works, so that's perfect. And number two, this field is full of people who are, I say there's a lot of rascals. And you probably get telemarketed from people all around the globe to help you with this sort of stuff. I know Josh is just a really straight up thinking guy, and you know, he tells it like it is, so you can trust what he says because I've seen it work. So mate, cool to hear from you. I'll give you control and you can jump in and talk us through all the good stuff.
Excellent. Okay, well, I'll just kill my webcam as well.
Yep, cool. There we go.
Now, can you see my screen?
I can see it. If everyone else can see it, please just say yep. Cool. Awesome.
Yep. We're looking excellent. Good, man. Okay, so let's get into it. So as Tony said, we're going to talk about how to crush it on Google with your plumbing or electrical business. And the short version of that is how to get found and get leads. So let's jump right in. So just a quick summary of who this is for, just so you know you're in the right place. I'm not going to be getting incredibly technical in what we're talking about. This isn't for web developers. This presentation I'm going to give you today is for owners or managers of plumbing and electrical businesses, so yourselves. It also works for builders, heat pump installers, and other trades. And it's for people who want to understand online marketing enough so that you can make good decisions to help your company grow, but without needing to learn to do it all yourself. So hopefully that sounds like you. So in the next 45 minutes, you would have got this information from Tony. Here's a brief summary of what we're going to cover. We're going to look at what you can do to make the phone ring or email beep within 2 to 4 hours, how to work out down to the dollar how much it costs you to acquire a customer from your online marketing spend. We're going to look at what SEO means and how to get your website on the front page of Google and why the top four listings get nearly all the traffic and the rest just get rats and mice. And then we're going to look at how to choose an AdWords or SEO specialist who knows their stuff and that you don't get stitched up or tied into long-term costly contracts. And if we have time at the end, Tony's going to show us the one must-have strategy to make the online directories work for you. So does that sound good? We're basically going to cover everything you need to know so that you can make informed and profitable decisions about what online marketing you will use for your business, and then how to measure the results to ensure you're going to get a strong return on investment. So that's what these next few minutes are all about. So does this sound like you? You have a website, but it doesn't bring in much work each month. Maybe you search for electricians or plumbers on Google and you find that all your competitors' sites are ranking better than yours. Have you experienced that? Perhaps you all the technical details about online marketing just sound confusing to you. And so you just want to know enough to make good decisions that will result in getting more leads in your business. Do you see other people in your industry always at the top of Google and you see them exploding in growth and you wonder how they do it? Well, we're going to explore some of that today. And perhaps you've tried AdWords. I saw a couple of people in the comments who've tried AdWords, but it just didn't bring in the results you wanted. Or maybe you weren't really sure what results it did bring in. So we're going to look at that. And then perhaps you feel that online marketing could be a pivotal lever in your business success, but you just don't seem to have it fully worked out yet. So if any of those sound like you, then today's going to be perfect, because the real problem you have is actually that you have not yet built a complete online marketing machine that works 24/7 to bring leads in your door and connect with people all over your target area as soon as they're looking for your services. Now, you may have some parts of your machine already, but machines don't work properly unless you have all the pieces. So if you've just got some parts, it's like trying to use a computer without a screen. You need all the pieces to make it work. Now, when you have an online marketing machine working for you 24/7, then this is what you can experience. You will have a regular flow of new customers contacting you, ready to buy, who you've never even spoken to before. You'll be able to increase and decrease leads whenever you choose, for example, based on how busy your calendar is, and you'll know exactly how much it costs to acquire a new customer. How does that sound for your business? Does that sound good? So you'll also be able to keep your brand, your company's brand in front of your target market easily and cheaply, keeping your brand top of mind, and you'll have more powerful return on investment figures than you've ever experienced before. So I'm sure that sounds attractive. And then one day, if you wish to sell, you will actually own an asset that is even more valuable because of the proven, reliable marketing that is constantly generating new leads. So does that sound like something you'd like? So a little bit about me. This is me. I'm the owner of Duo Plus Online Marketing. And so we specialize in helping local businesses explode their growth by generating leads from online marketing. We've worked with a number of trainees and a number of people in lots of different businesses. So just before we jump into the content, I'll give you a couple of examples. So this is Daniel Klinkenberg from Urban Homes. So when we started working with them, their organic search traffic, they only had 650 visitors per month, which is okay, but it's not great. Whereas now they have over 2,300 visitors per month just from organic search traffic. We'll explain what that means shortly. So they have 65% of all their traffic comes from search engines. So their company's grown significantly, they've got more staff, they're building way more houses, and they're beating their records each year. And Daniel says, Duo Plus has been great for our company. Our website traffic has increased hugely through their hard work. It's one thing to have a great website, but then getting people to it is the most important thing. One more quick story. This is not trades at all, but just a different product. This is Barry from Pressure Ball. So he invented an innovative tennis product, which he was selling around the world through his website, but sales growth had stalled and his AdWord costs were far more than the income it produced. Not sure if you've ever experienced that, but we built him a new website, got it ranking well in Google, overhauled his AdWords, created a new pricing model, and then ran lots of different tests on his website to improve sales. And over 2 years, gross profit increased by 417%. Wouldn't you love those kind of results in your business? So that's just the start of it. It's online marketing is powerful, and later on I'm going to tell you a story about how we took a small electrical, general electrical company. They wanted to get into heat pumps, and we helped them become the number one independent Fujitsu dealer in New Zealand in just 18 months, all through online marketing. So we're going to chat about that soon. Okay, so let's get into it. How do we create a complete online marketing machine that will work for you 24/7? Well, there are three essential parts that you need in your online marketing machine if you want to generate real business growth. And then there's a couple of extras that can really make it fly. So I'm going to show you, here is the DuoPlus online marketing machine model. Here's what we're going to look at. Well, this is the way I work with clients. So the first step is to attract traffic to your website. Then we look at capturing leads, and we're going to run through these and explain what these mean. Then the next step is nurture and reconnect. So you're reconnecting with people who have already visited your site before. You're going to turn those into sales, and then we have what we call the multiplier cycle. And underlying all of this is data measurement, because online marketing provides incredible data measurement. Now, so that's what we do when we work with clients. Now, we can't cover everything in the short time we have today. So what I'm going to focus on is these three essential parts right here, plus the data measurement underneath, because that's like the oil on your machine that keeps things running smooth, helps things flow. So we're going to look at attract traffic, capture leads, and nurture reconnect. Okay, so let's keep going. Let's jump into attract traffic. The first part of your online marketing machine is that you need to attract traffic. You need to increase the target market traffic coming to your website. So do you agree? You need to increase the traffic to your website. Do you want more traffic to your site? Now, one of the key things to note here is that it says target market traffic. So we're not just wanting any traffic. We're not wanting just a flood of traffic to your website that isn't going to buy. We're looking for your target market to get them to your site. And so there are a few different ways that we can do that. We're just going to run through these. So we've got search engine rankings, and that's through SEO. We've got AdWords, Facebook campaigns, online directories, and offline. Now, offline's easy. You put your website on your flyers, on your adverts, whatever. So we don't need to cover that. So that's obvious. We've got online directories. So Tony's going to mention some really good techniques for those later on at the end. And so I'm going to cover Facebook campaigns a little bit today, but the primary focus today is going to be search engine optimization, so search engine rankings, and AdWords, because that's where you can get the most bang for your buck. Okay, so we're going to start by looking at search engine rankings. So SEO. So I'm interested to know, can you put an answer in the question box? How many of you already have someone actively doing SEO on your website? Can you give me a yes or a no in the chat box? Okay, I'm just having a look at these. Yes, no, no, yes, yes. Okay, so we've got a mixture here. A try, not successful, right, Sonia? No, but actively looking. Okay, Denise, yes. Great, okay, so there's a mixture here. So that's great. So we'll jump into it. I'll give you a brief overview for those who don't have it. I'll just give you a brief overview as to what SEO is, and then we'll look at some of the key things that you can achieve from it. Okay, so SEO, it stands for Search Engine Optimization. So it means getting your ranking, your website rankings higher in Google's organic search results. So let me just demo for you what that means. So here I'm going to jump into Google, and I'm going to look up Hamilton heat pumps. Heat pumps Hamilton. Okay, so when we say organic, when you search for this as an example, these first four results here are ads. As you can see, Gold Star Heat Pumps is at the top, that one of my clients. So these are ads. So this is not organic. This is called AdWords. We're going to cover that later on. Then you've got the map results. And again, this is the part, this is part of organic results. So you can see Gold Star Heat Pumps are there again, ranking at the top. But then when we talk about organic search results, so it's the websites that Google thinks are most important, and they start here. So you can see Gold Star sitting at the top again. That's why they're doing so well, and we're going to talk about their story later on and how we've helped them. But these here are the organic search results, and there's 10 per page. And then down the bottom, you've got some more AdWords. So these three with the little green ad beside them, so those are paid for ads. And then, of course, page two on Google. So when we're talking about SEO, we are talking about these ranks here, and it also affects what companies get listed in the maps, because they only show three, and you have to click on more places to see more of them. Okay, so are your competitors ranking higher than you? If they are, if you're searching for one of your keywords and you're finding your competitors are ranking higher, it's not by luck. They have someone actively working on helping their rankings improve. So we're going to discuss that a bit more. Now, did you know that there are 40,000 Google searches every second around the world? So that is 3.5 billion Google searches every day. And for each of these searches, Google is trying to find the most relevant results to show the people searching. Also, there are now more Google searches from mobile devices than from computers. So people out and about on their phones are searching more often, there's that, than people searching from computers. And 88% of consumers who search for a type of local business on their mobile device, they call or they go to that type of business within 24 hours. Have you done that before? Have you searched online on your mobile device and then either phoned or gone to that business? I'm sure you have. So how valuable are search engine rankings? Well, on average, search engine traffic, so people who come from search engines to your site, they stay longer on your site and they can generate more leads than other forms of traffic. So I want to show you an example of this. So this is some real data that I've taken a screenshot from one of my clients' accounts just a few days ago. And this is an example of the data measurement that underpins your online marketing machine. It's the oil that keeps things going so that you know things are working well. So here we go. So with sessions is the amount of traffic. So it's the number of times people have come to the site. So you can see that they've got 58% of their traffic is coming from organic. So what organic means is that's from search engines when they've clicked on those organic results. Paid is about, so we're breaking down by traffic type. So paid is Google AdWords, and it might be Facebook paid ads as well if they're running those. Well, this client isn't, they're just running Google AdWords. Direct traffic are people who have typed your website name directly into the browser and come straight to you. And then referrals are people who have clicked on a link on a different site and it's taken them to your site. So that's what a referral is. So you can see that this breakdown here, out of these different types of traffic, they're getting the most, 58% of their traffic is coming from organic. Let's get rid of this laser. Now, 66% of their leads are coming from organic traffic. So they've got, where it says goal completions, that's leads. That's people who have filled in a form on their website who have or picked up phone and phoned. So that's goal completions. So 66% of their leads. Then you can look at bounce rate. Now, bounce rate, it just means the percentage of people who came to your website and only looked at one page and then left. So it's a sign of low engagement, and so you want to have that figure to be low, ideally. And you can see that out of the different types of traffic, this one has the lowest bounce rate, which is great, and they also have the longest time on site. So you can see that they spend, the people from organic search results on this website are spending the longest time on site. So what this means is that this is great quality traffic. I mean, wouldn't you love to have those kind of results in your business. So you're getting 110 leads coming in just from search engine traffic. This is the type of data measurement that you can do when you've got online marketing set up well, and when search engine traffic and SEO is done right, you can get really highly valuable traffic to your site. Now, there is a catch. You won't get these kind of results just from being on page one. So if you're not yet on page one for your most important keywords, then your first goal needs to be to get on page one. But just being on page one isn't enough. So we've got a quick question for you. Take a guess. What percentage of people do you think click onto page two of the search results? Take a guess. 5%, 20%, 10%, 15 or less, 30%. Okay, 4%. Yeah, there's a wide variety there. And you'll be basing it off your own experience. So let me show you that in just a second. But let's have a look at this. So this is a little table that shows you the Google search rank. So that's the position on page one, and the average traffic share. So we've got the site that's ranked number one, on average gets 32.5% of the clicks. So that's a whole lot. Number two gets 17%, number three, 11.4. These are averages over millions and millions of searches. If you look at this, 70% of the traffic goes to the top four positions. And you can see that the website ranked at number three. If you get ranked at number three, you think, yeah, we're doing quite well. Well, the website ranked at number one is getting almost three times that traffic as in number three. So can you see that getting up page one of Google is really important? You can see that getting at the bottom of page one, well, it's okay. It's a good start, but you need to work your way up page one. So now to answer that question about the percentage, only 8% of people visit page two. So let's have a look at an example here.
Josh? Yes, just a quick question, mate. So there's a varying level of understanding for people on the call as well. You talk about keywords, mate. Can you just give people a real quick heads up on what you mean by the keywords?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. So keywords, thanks for that, Tony. Keywords are the words that people search for in the search when you're searching for something. So before in my demonstration, I searched for Plumbers Hamilton. So the keyword is Plumbers Hamilton. It's the search phrase that people are using.
Sweet, man. Cool.
Yeah, thank you for that. So here's an example of work that we did with Chubb Security. So they're one of our clients, and they launched a new website, and traffic was dreadful. So you can see there where the arrow's pointing. So for the first 3 months, they had almost no traffic to it. So they brought us in to work on SEO, and we've been working with them ever since, so for the last couple of years. And you can see that the traffic has really grown there from there where we took over from them, and it's really grown. Do you think they like the search results? The results? They absolutely did. I mean, wouldn't you love that kind of growth on your site? So how does a site get ranked well? Overall, there are two main areas that affect the rankings on your site. Now, this gets a little technical, so I'm not going to spend too long here, but we'll just briefly look at them. So 20 to 30% of your search engine ranking, so that's where your site is ranking in the Google results, roughly 20 to 30% is based on the content and the code on your website. So this is called on-page optimization. So it means that things need to get adjusted on your site in order for Google to like it, in order for that to be very clear to search engines what your site's about. And it's things like looking at the titles on the page, looking at the code, looking at the content, things like keyword density, XML sitemaps, a whole bunch of complex stuff. But this is the foundation. So getting your site right is the foundation, but it doesn't actually build massive rankings for you. But it's essential to start with. Once you've got that foundation right, then it's all about what we call off-page optimization. This affects about 70 to 80% of your ranking. And what this is based on factors on other websites, mainly links that point to your site from other sites. So it's called off-page optimization, and it's a long process of building up your site's authority in the eyes of the search engines. So the easiest way to think about this is think of it like a vote. Every time another website links does a link to your website, it's like a vote. And the more important that other website is, the more votes it gets. So if you were to get a link from New Zealand Herald, one of the most powerful sites in New Zealand, if there was a link from the New Zealand Herald site through to your site, then that gets a whole lot of votes and shows Google that, hey, your site is really important. And then, but what you need is a lot of different websites pointing links to your site, and that's what shows Google, hey, this site's important for plumbing, hey, this site's important for electricians. So that's the brief summary, and really it's not something you want to be doing yourself because it takes a lot of time and it's a long-term investment, but we'll talk a bit later about how to make that work. So before we move on, are there any questions that have popped up, Tony, for the content we've covered so far? Okay, Tony says, everyone can't be on page one, so is the goal a bit optimistic? You're right, Tony, everyone can't be on page one, but if you want your business to get found, then you need to be there. So it's a competitive game, just like not everyone can have the customer that you've got. You want to have that customer, or it's the same in the Google space. We want to look at the keywords, and we'll look at that a little bit later, look at the keywords people are ranking for, people are searching for, and if your business can get ranked there, then that is the best way to get found online. You're right, not everyone can be on page one, not everyone can be in position number one, but that's definitely where the money is, that's where you want for your, to aim for your business to be. Have any other questions popped up?
Looks pretty good. Oh, there's one here, Josh. Tony. The other Tony says thanks. That wasn't my question, by the way. Thanks, the other Tony. Just one question probably, Josh, is you talk about on-page optimization and content. I guess my understanding is that Google is actually pretty smart, so if you have good content, good description about your services, some good information about your business, and just common sense sort of stuff, that's a key part of the content on the page, right?
Yeah, certainly. Like, Google doesn't look at, Google can't read images, or it doesn't read text and images or anything, so you need the text on your site that explains what you do. Sometimes people will write, hey, welcome to whatever the business is their main heading on their homepage. And that's not really important. What you're needing is you need to state, you know, hey, we are the best at plumbing in Hamilton or something, so that Google looks at it and says, this page is about plumbing in Hamilton. And, of course, it's not that simple, but that's at the very simple end of it. But you do need to have your important words about what you do need to be in your site and enough there so that Google, as a computer, reads it and says, hey, I think this site is about plumbing in Hamilton.
Okay. There's one other question here from Annie, which is quite a good one. When a customer goes onto the first page of Google, do they click on Ads More or the Organic More?
That's a great question. So the answer is both. So for example, Gold Star, which we'll look at later, we run both AdWords and SEO for them. They ranked in number one in the organic search results, and they get a lot of traffic from that. But also they get a lot of traffic from their AdWords. So people click on both. Some people say to me, oh, I never click on those ads. I don't think anybody does. And my answer to them is always, do you know how much money Google has? And where do you think they get the money from? They get the money from people clicking on the ads. So millions and millions of people click the ads every day.
Awesome. Okay, mate, I'll let you carry on.
Okay. So we're looking at how to increase traffic on your site. And so we've looked at SEO. And so now we're going to kick into looking at AdWords. So the problem is that when people are searching for your products or services, they're not finding your website. So if you're not getting enough traffic, then it's because they're searching for you. They certainly are, but they're not finding your website. And even if you were to rank extremely well for some of your really important keywords, then you can't get ranked for every keyword that relates to your business. It would just be horrendously expensive to invest all that time and money into getting ranked for every word. So this is where AdWords kicks in. But firstly, I just want to ask again, if you can answer in the chat box, how many people, so yes or no, are you using AdWords already? Yes, yes, yes. No, no, no. Did for a while, but cost them too much. Great, Christy, I'm going to show you how to fix that. Not yet. Had previously through Yellow, very expensive. Yeah, I have not found a single business that got good success when Yellow was running their AdWords, but we'll talk about that
later. We hate to bag anyone, mate, but I have to agree with you on that.
No longer. Always that impression the top ads are a lot more expensive. Yes, Tony, we're going to cover that. Okay, cool. So there's a good mixture there. Some people have done it in the past, some people haven't done it, some people are running it. Well, what we'll do is I'll just briefly, for those of you who aren't, I'll just briefly go over what AdWords are. So you can see I've taken this screenshot from Plumbers Hamilton from a search I did. And these ones here, like I mentioned before, the ones with the little green ad beside them, these are AdWords. So you would have seen this, wouldn't you, on every search that you do. So AdWords, the way it works is it's pay per click. So there's four ads here. The businesses don't pay to have the ad shown. They only pay when somebody actually clicks on the ad, and that's when you pay. And so you set, so every time there is a search, so every time somebody searches for Plumbers Hamilton or Electrician Hamilton, Heat Pumps Auckland, or Dunedin, Wellington, whatever it is, Google runs an auction for the ads. Every single time out of those, 3.5 billion searches a day, Google is running an auction for what ads it will show. And in general, the person who bids the highest gets up the top. Now, there are lots of different factors that affect the order. It's also to do with how well related your ad is to the site that you're linking to. So it's called a quality score. It's got to do with your how often people are clicking on your ad, your click-through rate. There's a few things. But overall, the most important factor for Google is how much you're willing to pay. And so, yes, the ones that are up the top are genuinely paying more, and then the ones that are right down the bottom of the page are paying significantly less, but they're also getting significantly less clicks. So these ads are highly targeted to people because the great thing, the amazing thing about Google AdWords is that people are actively searching for your products or services. So it's powerful marketing because if you run a radio ad, people aren't listening to the radio to try and find out who the local plumber is they should call. But if people are searching for Plumbers Hamilton, they are actively looking for a plumber, and that's what makes it incredibly powerful. It's also very fast to get traffic to your site, so you can get up and going within a few hours, or it's a steep learning curve if you're going to do it yourself, but a business, once they get your system set up, you can start getting traffic within a few hours. So there's an example. I was working with a client called Spearhead Boating, and they had a boat, a rigid inflatable boat, and they were hiring it out. And they had a simple website, and they needed to help people find out about it, and so they could hire the boat out. So we launched an AdWords campaign for them, and within 3 hours of the ads going live, they had a $1,500 booking for the boat. The owner was just over the moon, running into my office going, oh my goodness, I just landed a $1,500 booking. So that the same day that we launched the ads. So can you imagine that? Like you go on an ad and that within a few hours. So there's no other form of marketing that you can get in front of your perfect customers as fast as this. So it is, and also it gives really clear measurement of the results. So I'm just going to give you an example of the data that you get when you're running AdWords. So let's have a look at these columns. Here's a screenshot again of from a client's campaign. And you can see that, first of all, we've got a budget. So the budget is, you get to choose how much you want to spend per day in AdWords. So you're never going to blow your budget. Google won't go over this budget. It means that whatever you want to spend, you can, and it's not going to rack up massive credit card debt and get no results. So the good thing is you have control, and you get to see this level of data. So the number of clicks on your ads, the number of impressions, so how many times your ad was shown, the click-through rate is what this one is, so it's just dividing these two. The average, the CPC is cost per click. So on average, this client is spending $2.77 whenever somebody clicks on one of those ads. And remember, this is highly targeted traffic. So if this was a plumber, for example, it's somebody clicking on, they've searched for plumbers and they've clicked, and it's costing $2.77 to get someone to your website. So if you compare this, say, to newspaper advertising, if you spend $500 on a newspaper ad, how many visitors do you think you'd get to your website? Well, let's go $600, because then the math is easier. If you spend $600 on a newspaper ad, so this is roughly $3 a click. So you're getting, for $600, you're getting 200 visitors to your website. I can guarantee you that if you run a $600 newspaper ad, you are not going to get 200 visitors to your website. So it is incredibly effective marketing and efficient. And then you've got the cost. So how much the cost is, how much you've spent, and then the average position is where it was sitting in those AdWords results. Now, there's two other columns over here that I've deliberately blurred out. These are the two most powerful figures that AdWords gives you, and we're going to cover that in just a little bit when we talk about our conversion. So I'm going to show you how powerful AdWords really is when it comes to data measurement. Okay. So here's a key question. How do we know what words people search for? And in online marketing, the answer is the Google Keyword Planner. So let me just show you an example, so just so you can see what I mean. And with Google, I can use a tool called the Keyword Planner. And in this example here, I have searched for plumbing. So the business is plumbing, or the product category, and I'm targeting Auckland. And so Google is showing me the different searches that happen every month. So in Auckland, people search for a plumber. On average, 1,000 people search for a plumber in Auckland every month. Now, when they search for plumber Auckland, so that's even more targeted, another 1,300 search for this. Chester's plumbing, 880. Drain unblocking, 590. Hot water cylinder, average of 720, and this is this exact keyword. So they might have a few extra words on the end and it doesn't include them in these results. So you can see that there is a massive number of searches, and the great thing with this, when we do the work, or any SEO or AdWords company does the research, we're going to look at what words people are searching for already. So choose what ads we want to show, what ads we want your keywords to show for, but also we use it for SEO, because search engine rankings, it takes a while to build up your search engine results, and you don't want to rank really well for a word that nobody is searching for. So this is where we use the Keyword Planner, and when you're working through with a company who's doing this for you, they'll give you a list when they're planning it at the start that will show the words that they recommend that we try and get you ranked for or run ads for, and how many people are searching for those. So it is amazingly powerful data. Now, and of course, you don't want to rank for words that that nobody is searching for. That just makes sense, doesn't it? So we can, in Google AdWords, we can review what words people search for on Google. We can choose to show ads for specific words. We can choose to show them for geographic regions. So you can choose just to show your ads to people who are in Auckland or searching for things to do with Auckland or Wellington or Dunedin or wherever you want to be. And you can also choose specific words to exclude. So, for example, if you are a drainage company, but you don't do unblocking of drains, then you can exclude your ads from showing for anything to do with unblocking, because that's not your business. And so, again, it's just highly, highly targeted on who you show your ads to. Okay, do we have any questions around this before we move on to the next step? So that was AdWords. Then next, we're just going to briefly look at Facebook campaigns. So my key thing when I talk about Facebook is that it's important to remember why people go onto Facebook. So people don't go onto Facebook to connect with your business. They go there to connect with others. They go there for entertainment. They go there to engage with things they like. So it's very different than a Google search. So on Google AdWords, we were just looking at, people are intentionally searching for what you have to offer. So it's like when people used to use the Yellow Pages. You know, they're intentionally searching for a product or service. Whereas Facebook, the best way to think about it is it's like newspaper advertising, but on steroids. So it's highly targeted, interruption-based advertising. What I mean by that is that when people are reading a newspaper, they're not intentionally looking for your advert. They're not looking for your services. So the advertising in a newspaper needs to be interruption-based advertising. You want it to grab their attention and make them interested when they weren't actually there looking for it. Now, it's the same thing with Facebook. They're not there looking for your business, but you can, if you do something really interesting, then hey, they might be interested in looking at it and clicking it and England, that specifically targeted females, because it was early child education, 16 and 17 years old, and we only showed the ad to those people. And so there is no newspaper that you can advertise in that will target people so specifically like that. Like, it is amazing targeting. Now, perhaps you found Plumbers Coach on Facebook. When it comes to Facebook for plumbers and electricians, my recommendation is that, yeah, you can do it, but I would primarily spend my money where people are actively searching for me. So I would recommend focusing on Google AdWords and SEO primarily, and when you're maxing out your spend there and you're reaching everyone who is searching for you, then you can look at going onto Facebook. But don't expect to generate massive leads from Facebook for just a general electrical business unless you want to go really down the entertainment aspect and make it highly entertaining for people to follow along. But there is one employer. send leads directly on there. Facebook is great for staying in touch with people and keeping your brand in front of them. There are some ways that we'll show you later on that enable you to, if people have been on your site, then you can advertise directly to them again and again, and that's great for keeping your brand top of mind. So we will cover that shortly. Okay, now the last way when we're talking about traffic to your site is online directories. And so this is where like people will go to somewhere like they'll search for a Plumbers Hamilton and or Wellington, and they'll see a no cap. Audience that you can reconnect with. So this conversion section is also underpinned by the data measurement that you can see, because online marketing enables you to measure your numbers powerfully. So hopefully you started to see that. Tony, I think you were unmuted for a little bit. Okay, so let's look at converting visitors to leads. The first step is phone calls. Now, in most trades businesses, your phone number is the key point of contact, isn't it? So this needs to be clear. Now, one of the key things is it needs to be clickable on mobile. So here's an example of a screenshot. Here's an example of a website that we're just building at the moment. And you can see that it's got a very clear Call Us Now button on the mobile device. Now, that Call Us Now button isn't actually seen on desktops. So if you're only on your computer, you won't see it. But on the mobile device, when people go to it, they'll see. In it. You can't qualify the lead just by looking at that message you receive. I'm sure you've experienced that, haven't you, if you've got one of those. So this screenshot here is an example from a heat pumps and ventilation refrigeration company that we've done work for, and you can see that on the contact form we've got services needed, and they tick which services they're interested in, and then the type of work, residential, commercial, farm. And so right then, it enables them to qualify the lead. They have to fill in their phone number as well. And it means that they're getting leads coming into their inbox that are qualified, that makes sense. So make your inquiry forms intelligent. One of the key things too that we've found is instead of having just the contact us, have buttons around your website that say request a quote. In a trades-based business, that certainly seems to generate, that we've found it generates the best conversions of turning visitors into leads. And having an inquiry form like this, this enables you to have leads coming into your inbox. There's traffic coming in, spending thousands. The guy in Canterbury. Still just very much. anymore.
Company, mate.
I can hear you.
Awesome. Yeah, we just had a few issues at this end with the audio, but everyone else seems good, so that's great.
Cool. Okay. So let's just jump into a quick few things now with some mistakes to avoid, because these things will hurt your conversions, and it's all about getting leads into your business. So firstly, not having ongoing management of your AdWords account. So AdWords, you can get it set up, but you need to have someone managing it on an ongoing basis in order to really fine-tune and improve your conversions. If you don't do this, you can end up wasting a fair bit of money, because words might pop up that people are searching for that don't relate to your products or services, just the way AdWords works. And so you need to be keeping a close eye on that and monitoring what ads people are clicking on and adjusting things. So it's a mistake if you just you get from your AdWords. If you send AdWords, but it's been sending them to, so that's what we mean when we talk about lamps. And it's a big mistake forward like this, that actually track the number of phone calls that have come from AdWords. And then in analytics as well, we can see that there's two lines here. This is showing the number of leads. So the dark blue line is the number of phone calls. The light blue line is the number of contact forms for this client. And it's just really great to be able to get that level of detail. I mean, isn't that powerful? Imagine being able to have that kind of detail in your business, seeing how many phone calls and forms you got filled in and where they came from. But can you see that if you did this, it would affect your advertising decision? The truth is, they're just advertising to you. And that's called remarketing. There are advertising systems that enable us to show ads to people specifically who have been on your website. So it is powerful because it means that instead of people forgetting about your business within half an hour or an hour of being on your site, they can see an ad on Facebook later on today, and then for the next week they might see ads pop up on New Zealand Herald, or they're on an overseas website and they see an advert for your business. And it starts to feel like, wow, this business is everywhere. And it can position you as being a lot bigger than you actually are. And so this is called remarketing, and it's super powerful. And to start remarketing, there just needs to be a little bit of some code added to your site that a developer would do. But that's called the invisible list, and it's a fantastic way of starting to capture leads and having an audience that have been interested enough to visit your website, and now you can start to show ads to them. Okay, so the final section is nurture or reconnect, but let's just have a look. Do we have any other questions in that mix there before we carry on?
Looking pretty good there, Josh.
Okay, cool. So let's have a look. So nurture and reconnect. Once you've captured, you've got traffic to your site, you've captured leads, the aim is to reconnect with them, reconnect with your leads and audience to build brand awareness and become top of mind. Now, why do we want to do this? Well, the reason is that out of everyone who visits your website, only a small percentage, maybe 3%, might be ready to buy from you today. But probably another 50% would be willing to buy from you in the next 12 months. If you only target people who are ready to buy right now, if you're only going to do lead capture for that, you're only really focusing on that small sliver, and you're wasting the other 50% of people who would probably buy from you if they kept hearing about you and seeing your brand around. So the other people, well, let's just say that they won't buy from you. They'll buy from a competitor or somebody else. But if you're, so the reason we focus on reconnecting and nurturing our leads is because we want to take that 3% and turn it into 53%. We want to help those people buy from you in the next 12 months and reconnect with you. So now we talked a bit about remarketing before, and like I said, it's showing ads to people who have previously visited your website. And it applies to Facebook, Herald, Stuff, and thousands of other sites around the world. And the powerful thing is it increases your brand awareness. So it puts your company top of mind. For those people who aren't yet ready to buy, they start to see your branding everywhere and start to think, wow, yeah, these guys, when I think of plumber, I think of those guys. When I think of electrician, it's those guys. And it can actually make you appear bigger than your competitors, because your advertising seems to be everywhere to those people, but it's actually just advertising to them. So it's a powerful way to do it, to help grow your brand awareness. Then the other part of nurturing is email and automated email follow-up. The great thing with email is it's easy to do, and it's very cheap. And you can have simple automated email sequences that add value and then convert people to an inquiry. So what I mean by that is the Roger Ramsey example. So on their site, people can download that book. Hey, thinking of building, then download this book. So they put in the email address. Well, we've got this series of automatic emails that go out for the next couple of months. Just there's a couple in the first week, and then there's one a week later and one a few weeks later, and they're just little bits of valuable content, and it just gets Roger's email straight into the inbox again saying, hey, do you want to have a chat about your building requirements, and here's something I thought might interest you. It's fully automated, and it means that it just brings leads in the door and helps people remember about Roger Ramsey Building, but also triggers that response where they get an email and they say, yeah, I will give him a phone call. So it's simple to do, it's really powerful. And then the other way of using email, of course, is broadcast email, which is where you actually send it out to your whole list. And as Tony mentioned at the start, this is a fantastic way to get fast work in if you get quiet. You can send out an email, Tony has some good examples, and it can trigger instant work coming in but you can only do it if you've built up your email list. Okay, so let me show you an example of putting it all together. Evan and Carol Chatfield from Goldstar Heat Pumps. So these guys were a small general electrical company based in Hamilton, installing some heat pumps, doing a lot of electrician work, and they decided to change focus completely on heat pump installation. So we built them a high converting website. We started running AdWords, started SEO, and sales took off. They were able to cancel their newspaper and radio adverts and just focused on online marketing. And this is the result. Their sales increased by 100% in the first 12 months. Then, within 18 months of working with them, they became the number one independent Fujitsu dealer in New Zealand. So they went from being this tiny little electrical company to the number one in New Zealand. The following year, they grew by another 30%, and another 30% the year after that. So they have had massive growth, a massive flood of leads, because they have built a complete online marketing machine that works to bring leads in the door 24/7. And that's what you want. So, action steps. A few action steps to wrap us up. Search engine optimization is for long-term growth, so expect it to take a few months to see results. Once you start doing SEO work, it's going to take a few months for those rankings to grow, but it's really well worth it in the long term. AdWords can get immediate results like we've talked about. So if you really want to grow your business, invest in both. If your budget is tight, then my recommendation is start with AdWords and then add SEO later on. And then even once things are going really well with SEO, you should run both SEO and AdWords long term, as they will both bring in work that is highly efficient. And even when your website ranks well, AdWords is still really powerful. And the final action step, do not try to do this yourself. AdWords and SEO both take a lot of work, and they will completely distract you from working on the most important parts of your business if you try and learn everything you need to do to make this work. And then the final one is, here's how not to pick an SEO company. Don't respond to the spammy emails that we all receive. So here's a lovely example of one. You know, I'm sure you guys get these, don't you? Here's the key thing. Greeting for the day, hello. Or sometimes it starts, dear sir, madam. You know, that's always a trigger. Here's the key things to identify that you don't want to work with these guys. We are a reputed SEO company, blah, blah, blah. But they don't mention the company name. And that's because they are spamming you. So they will never mention the company name. And secondly, you can see that it's sent from a Gmail address. So we are a reputed company who uses Gmail and not our own email address. Don't go with these guys that I'm sure your email inbox gets bombarded with. Instead, choose a company with a good reputation, because dodgy SEO techniques can get your site penalized by Google. So basically, if they do things wrong, then Google doesn't like it. Google will push your website down in rank. When you're wanting to choose an AdWords company, here's a test question for them. See if they know your stuff. Ask them if your homepage is fine to point Google AdWords to. Now, I'm hoping you know by now, the answer is no. No, you push them to a landing page. Give them that question. Hey, should I push my AdWords to a homepage? And at Duo Plus, we run AdWords and SEO for many clients. And at the end of the webinar, Tony is going to tell you about how to book a planning session with me if you'd like to. So now I'm going to hand it back to Tony.
Awesome, mate. Can you change the presenter back to me?
Sure. There we go.
Awesome. Thanks, Josh. That's awesome, mate. Epic. Guys, hey, give us a big hands up if you found that helpful and informative. Guys, just show us a quick show of hands. Pretty epic, eh? Awesome, guys. Thank you. Lots of hands up. That's fantastic. Hell yeah. Very good. Very interesting. Good stuff. So we'll just tidy things up, guys. Just the last thing I wanted to touch on is the online directories. Really quickly, there's a bunch of those that you can jump into. Trade Me, No Cowboys, Builders Crack, Finder, there's a whole bunch of them. Most people find they don't get a lot of results from this, and the reason why is because they need to make a few changes. So to get results out of these, key thing is, number one, get references, get feedback on your site. So here's just a quick example of an electrical search in Island Bay. You'll notice the guys at the top have lots of ratings. They've been certified and accredited and put all their logos and credentials up there. So you'll find, once again, the people at the top are going to get all the fun. Those at the bottom who have low ratings or are unregistered are not going to get much fun. So you have to put a bit of effort into it. And you can attach an email to the end of your email signature like Duncan and Peter have done, which you'll see on the top right-hand side. I'm sure you're happy with our outstanding service. If so, please take a moment and increase our rating on No Cowboys and leave some feedback, and that will help boost the results. So a little bit of effort with the stuff will go a long way. And yeah, like I said, make the effort, put a good write-up in the profile section so that people can see that you're in a substantial business, that you're professional, and that you'll stand out from the crowd. So there's some really quick tips to help make those work for you. All of this stuff that Josh has been talking about is massively helpful. For instance, Luke and Ali Hughes have just redone their website, and they had a lot of concerns about growing their business. Luke in particular was, hey, if we take on new tradesmen, how are we actually going to keep these guys busy? It's a bit of a mind bender. So look, they recouped the cost of their new website within a month of it going live. They're making a great return on investment. 28 jobs last month, $14,000 in revenue, and that's just the start. And now they're putting in some more of those strategies that Josh talked about as well. So this stuff works really well, and it's just incredibly powerful to have an online and automatic marketing machine working away in the background there. But it does take some work. So the next step, guys, is so if you're a member of the program, there's a bunch of resources in the membership site that you can go on and get help with the online marketing. There's emails in there. There's autoresponder sequences, those emails that Josh talked about with Roger Ramsey, Builder. We helped Roger put those emails together, and Josh set that all up, so that works really well. So jump in there, have a look around, and if you need any critiques or feedback on what you're working on or on the website and the landing pages, then flick that through to the team as well, and we can help you with that. All right, team, so that brings us to the end of today. Great session packed with a bunch of information. So if you've got any questions, now is a great time. Josh is still on the line. So if you've got any more questions, please throw them into the question box, and we can address those now. Question from Sally. Is there an optimum frequency for bulk emails to limit unsubscribers? That's a good question. Don't spam them.
Yeah, I'd say with that one, don't send too often. But yeah, the challenge is don't send to it frequently, because otherwise people forget about you. A great way to do it is when they first join your list, you want to actually send emails more frequently at the start to try and help them remember you. But always think about it from a value add. So people aren't really interested in reading a newsletter about your business, but they're interested in things that will help them. So think of what little bits of value you can do, and instead of packing it all into one long newsletter, break them up into different emails and just do one bit of value or two bits of value in each email. That would be my recommendation.
And what we find, Sally, is it is about value. So if you're offering them a decent offer or that's about a product that is advantageous to them, then they're not going to be too worried. If you're offering them some valuable information, that's great. But if you're just kind of sending nondescript sort of emails, then they will get pretty slacked off. So it's about the value side of it. But great question.